Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And here to talk about the National Football League. Where we are now, hey, Buffalo beat Kansas City again. Hooray. Let's do it in January, right? Joining us now for ProFootballTalk.com, let's welcome back to the show, Window Nation guest hotline. He's Miles Simmons. Miles, how you feeling today?
I'm doing well, gentlemen. Hey, I gotta say, nobody brings me in with better music than this radio station. I mean, like, it is so consistently good. We had Steely Dan before. We got Midnight. We got Rat. I mean, like, come on, man. I love it. That's why I love coming on here in Baltimore. It's great.
Whenever you want some Britney Fox, we got you covered there too, Miles, if you know what I'm saying. All right, let's talk about the Norths, the AFC and the NFC. And that thing got a little topsy-turvy yesterday, the NFC North, with Chicago coming back to beat Cincy, Green Bay losing at home, Vikings winning at Detroit. Then you have the AFC North, where only one team right now is above 500. Which division right now is more intriguing, and which one is the most winnable? Insert favorite here.
Oh, that's so interesting. AFC North, probably the most winnable. And I mean that in the sense that I mean, it's going to be one of two teams, right? It's going to be either Baltimore coming back with a pretty favorable schedule, at least over the next few weeks. And you got the Steelers, and, you know, they're kind of Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, whatever you want to call it, like, because of the way that sometimes they look really good. I mean, the Colts have been the league's best team throughout the course of the 2025 season, and they really took them to task yesterday in Pittsburgh, forcing, I think, 6 turnovers at the end of the game. So that, to me, makes the Steelers that much more intriguing. But then you look at the way the Steelers have handled some of these games, and you're saying to yourself, man, this is not right. This is not good enough. You don't expect that they're going to be able to at least compete for something in January. And I think that the door is going to be open for the Ravens, especially if they continue to play as they did on Thursday night, and Lamar Jackson is going to be that good. Obviously, not everybody is going to be as, you know, a poor quality opponent as Miami was, where, you know, you beat them and then they fire their GM the next day, or excuse me, mutually part ways with the GM the next day. So that there's that. But yeah, I think AFC North is more winnable. NFC North, though, probably a little bit more intriguing because the teams are good. I mean, with, you know, the Vikings right now, which were a playoff team last year and had 15 wins last year, you know, they are still the worst team right now at 4-4. And they kind of took the Lions to task with a young quarterback in JJ McCarthy that there's so many questions about, you know, still here in his second season. So that's, I guess, the way I see it. And you look at the Packers too. And I watched that whole game yesterday for our website at PFT, and it's just totally disappointing performance where Jordan Love doesn't look in sync with the receivers. And yeah, there were some injuries. You know, Tucker Kraft being out for the year with the ACL, obviously going to really damage that offense. But you expect more out of an opponent than out of your team against that particular opponent than you got yesterday with the Packers. And that sometimes has been a thing with that Matt LaFleur coach team where they just have clunkers at some point in the year. You got to try to avoid that, especially with how good the quality of teams are in the NFC North.
Now, Miles, would it be fair to say that the Rams and Seahawks are the two best teams in football right now?
I mean, yeah. Honestly, I mean, the way the Seahawks just, I mean, absolutely beat the stuff out of Washington last night. I mean, you have to consider them up there. I am not a believer in Sam Darnold, so I feel like the other shoe is going to drop at some point. And, you know, look, he was excellent last night. You can't deny that. You know, when you complete your first 17 passes, you're tying a franchise record set by Warren Moon. Like, you can't really be a hater on that, you know, especially if he throws four touchdowns or scored two touchdowns in 11 seconds. But in my opinion right now, Matthew Stafford is the MVP of the National Football League. And it's interesting because the Rams special teams have been so bad that it really cost them two games. Mm-hmm. You know, when you look at the Eagles game and the San Francisco 49ers game, although also there was that fumble by Kyren Williams as well in that one. So Matthew Stafford has played well enough that the Rams really should be 8-0. And if they fix their kicking game, which they have to do, then the Rams, I think, have as good a team as anybody and should be considered one of the Super Bowl favorites. So, yeah, you know, when you put it that way, yes, it just seems like those two teams are really the class of the NFL right now.
All right, Miles, my next question, speaking of the Rams and their kicking situation, after next week, do they add Justin Tucker?
You know, it's something that I thought about too, but what's interesting, listening to Sean McVay's press conference from last night postgame, this is not just an issue with the kicker, right? Where it's Joshua Cardi, and yeah, he's missed eight kicks. Yes, it's absolutely, it's protection. I think it's the snapper. I think it's the holder. I think it's the coaching and what they're being taught. It is a global thing. And the issue then becomes, hey, you're coming off the bye, right? You had a week to fix all this stuff, and you still didn't fix it. That's where I think now major changes are going to have to come about. And listening to Sean McVay last night where he's talking about, you know, I don't want to sit here and publicly blame people. It seems like he knows exactly what the issues are, was hoping that they would be corrected. And since they were, now he's really going to have to just make major changes. And, you know, we'll see if that does include bringing in somebody like a Justin Tucker. I think it could. But I also think that there are more issues than just the kicker himself. Even though, I put it on social media yesterday, I mean, Cardi missed a 39-yard field goal about as wide left as you can. And then he missed an extra point about as wide right as you can. And it looked like me when I'm trying to play video games and, you know, I've had a couple adult beverages on a Friday night. I mean, it was ridiculous.
Now, what about between now and 4 o'clock tomorrow? How many trades are going to go down?
Fewer than are rumored. And isn't that always the way, you know, the NFL trading deadline happens where it's, yes, we understand that people want to make trades and, you know, there are needs for different teams. And of course the Ravens would probably like to add somebody in the secondary again. You know, there's just
pass
things.
Pass rusher. How about a pass rusher?
Okay. Or a pass rusher too. I mean, but like you see that there are these different needs, right? And you just can't fill them all. And then the other aspect of it is if you're bringing somebody in, are they going to be able to figure out what it is that they need to do to be successful on their new team quickly? And so many times they're not, because football schemes are complicated and there are different languages and there are 11 guys on the field at a time. And do you know how one player reacts to the other or what they usually do? And how is that going to mesh with what you do? So that's part of why I think there are fewer trades than you might want, you know, or would think that there could be. But yeah, I would say that, you know, teams like the Dolphins probably going to make another move or two. You might see, you know, guys like the Browns too. I mean, I don't think Myles Garrett's going to get traded, but just based on the way things are, you know, there's another couple contracts that could get moved. The Jets, you know, Tennessee, got teams that New Orleans, another one, teams that have 1 to 2 wins where you're like, yeah, the season ain't going the way you want it to go, and they have expiring contracts. Those are teams that, yeah, I think can make.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Make a move or two.
What do you think about tonight's game? Who are you liking in that one?
Well, I like Dallas mainly because I think their offense is really, really good. And, you know, Jacoby Brissett, God love him. I mean, that's not, you know, a great caliber quarterback. Even though the Dallas Cowboys defense has made a lot of quarterbacks look like Joe Montana this year. I mean, there's only so far that Jacoby Brissett can take you before he's going to throw a back-breaking interception. I mean, I'm from Cleveland. I'm a Browns guy. I saw it enough times in the times that Jacoby Brissett was playing for them. So I think Dallas is elite offense. You know, with the way they've got things going right now with Dak Prescott, those two really good wide receivers, I think they're going to keep it rolling. It's really interesting to me how Kyler Murray is or is not potentially in favor with the Cardinals. Yeah, he's got foot injury and there's all that. But when, you know, you got the head coach saying, oh, he's not going to start, but he may have a role depending on how practice goes, that is intriguing to me. I don't understand what that role could be. I guess we'll see it, what happens tonight. So it's going to be an interesting matchup. We'll see if, you know, the NFL can pressure YouTube TV and Disney to, like, get their acts together. Because I'm a YouTube TV customer. Of course, you know, it's the way you get Sunday tickets. And I would like to see the game without having to subscribe to another streaming service. So let's get that done, please, corporations.
It's like Cincinnati's defense. Just get it done in the fourth quarter. You might be 5-4 right now. He's Miles Simmons, ProFootballTalk.com. Miles, what's happening on the website this morning? Now this afternoon,
yes, that's true. We've got plenty of coverage. It's still morning out here in Los Angeles. We've got plenty of coverage on all things NFL, especially the NFL trading deadline. You can mostly check out, be sure to check out the NFL trade deadline tracker. We've also got another story. Speaking of the Bengals, they are on pace to have the most points in a season in NFL history. That is unbelievable.
Yeah, and we thought they were bad last year. Oh, they're like the 85 Bears, right? Compared to this one. He's Miles Simmons. Miles, we appreciate it. Enjoy Monday Night Football. We'll catch up with you soon.
All right, take care, guys.
You got it. Miles Simmons, everybody. We'll come back, get reconnected with Nolan McGraw, maybe take a trip to his fun house since we couldn't get there last hour. NFL lunch coming up at 1 o'clock. We got our picks. We'll look back at those things. That's why Nolan's being so quiet. He's going to be popping off Muhammad Ali style around 1:15. And then Walt Williams, the Wizard, preview Maryland's basketball season, which starts tonight down in Baltimore against Coppin. You can hear the game on 105.7 The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.